It's 6:54 and 30 seconds, and that means it's time to discuss sport with Dan Conifer, the man they can't stop. How are you this morning, Dan?
I'm good, John. Thank you. The Melbourne Renegades have continued their unbeaten start to the domestic 2020 season over the Hobart Hurricanes last night.
Hang on, is this the Big Bash?
This is the Big Bash.
Okay. Good. Yep.
The one and only.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes finished their 20 overs, 9 for 102. The Renegades then chased that down with 7 wickets and 40 balls to spare, and that handed the Hobart side their second straight loss. Cricket Australia has defended its decision to withdraw Test prospect Usman Khawaja from tonight's 2020 match between the Thunder and Adelaide Strikers. We're still on the Big Bash, John. Just letting you know.
Thunder. This is the Thunder. Where are the Thunder from?
They're a Sydney side. Sydney sides in the competition.
The other's the Sydney Sixers.
Correct. Beautiful. And Khawaja, he's on standby for Australian captain Michael Clarke for the Boxing Day Test, and national coach Mickey Arthur says he doesn't want to risk Khawaja getting injured. In rugby league, the NRL's set to sign off on a deal that will deliver Sonny Bill Williams to the Sydney Roosters. It's believed, in News Limited are reporting this morning, that the NRL salary cap auditor Ian Schubert has agreed to register Williams' 1-year contract with the Roosters, and that looks set to be announced tomorrow. The AFL, they've asked the Melbourne Football Club to respond to evidence which could result in the club being charged for deliberately losing matches. The club's being investigated over claims it tanked in an effort to secure high draft picks in 2009. And meanwhile,
this has been levelled at other teams in the past, hasn't it?
It has, because the lower you finish, the better the picks you get in the draft. So
while there's encouragement to win, there's also encouragement to lose.
So that's the allegations that are flying around, and we'll see what happens with those that have been levelled against the Melbourne Football Club. Briefly in surfing, Joel Parkinson has arrived back at home on the Gold Coast after winning the World Championship and defeating Kelly Slater at the season-ending Pipe Masters in Hawaii. In football, Manchester City's wayward striker Mario Balotelli has accepted a 2-week fine over his poor disciplinary record. He was due to present an appeal to that, but has withdrawn.
What did he do this time, do we know?
Poor off-field record.
Oh, off-field?
Off-field.
Oh, dear.
Yes, he's a bit of a wayward star over there. So there are concerns about his long-term future at the club, with some senior players a little bit disgruntled at what he's
doing. He sounds like the perfect candidate to come out here to play for either Sydney or one of our glamour teams down the track, don't you think, Dan? People would flock to see him?
I'm not quite sure. Depends how his off-field record goes, I'd imagine, as well.
Does that matter here? Don't we encourage that sort of thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Beautiful.
And the Socceroos, they've slipped 3 spots down the FIFA rankings, 3 spots down to 36. Spain have ended the year as football's leading nation. And Britain has ordered a new investigation into the deaths of 96 soccer fans in the Hillsborough soccer stadium disaster 3 months after an independent report suggested the police had tried to cover up their mishandling of the tragedy.
Okay, Dan, thank you for that sports wrap.